if any theme popped up from this week, because this week included the ending, well, the supposed ending of the Derek Chauvin trial in the murder of St. George Floyd. Look at Wolfgang Alpha with a $10 donation. Thank you, sir. Thank you. But it doesn't close because they haven't allowed it to close because they apparently turned the place where George Floyd died into an autonomous holy zone. They're continuing to say, well, just because we got the verdict doesn't mean the system has changed. What the hell does that mean? You got him convicted on this most nonsensical bunch of counts: involuntary manslaughter, third degree, second degree, jaywalking. But it's not enough. And then we had the tragic shooting of Michaela Bryant. I don't think the police officer was happy he had to shoot her. Which continued the black people are being hunted down by white cops every day. And then, you're going to love this. We're being told that because she was an overweight black woman, that she was at a higher risk for being shot at by the police. This is the Pandora's box, folks. This is what happens when you don't push back, when you allow critical race theory, and you allow all these people when you don't challenge, when you sit back and you just say, oh, well, that's your opinion. The people that would say, oh, your opinion's bad, but I'll die to defend it. I ain't dying for somebody's stupid opinion. Are you serious? I don't know who came up with that stupid quote. And I know I don't believe in your opinion, but I'll die to defend it. I ain't. If you got a stupid opinion, you're going to have to defend that. But they've been hiding behind that libertarian argument, whatever the case may be of, well, free speech. You know, listen, I'm not about to say get rid of free speech. Constitutionally protected speech or whatever you want to call it. But you're at a point now where technology and social media, governments, the educational establishment, everything's against you. They don't believe in your right to free speech. They don't believe in any of that. So it's time to step up, but I'm going to get banned from this, or I'm going to get banned. If the only pushback, in you standing up to these people is you being banned from Twitter, then I don't know why we're afraid to stand up. Oh, it might. I do get that companies and woke companies are monitoring, and a bad Instagram post can cost you your job. And folks, I understand that if you're trying to provide and all that. I do. But at the same time, look what they're using the establishment against us perfectly, because they put the people in place in the establishment to turn a blind eye. But we see with the Chauvin trial and the Michaela Bryant issue and incident, that last summer's summer of protests, summer of love, summer of whatever you want to call it, did exactly what it was supposed to do. And that was instill fear in public officials. So apparently, now is the time for fear. That part when he says, I don't come late. Yeah, this is later. Everybody's scared. Most people are incompetent. Well, everybody that most people are afraid of what the government's doing. And so what we're left with, do people not know that I have a show from 10 to 1? Like, why do people blow up my messages? I love y'all. I do. But, like, seriously, I have a hard enough time with my ADD self trying to keep my thoughts in line. Y'all blast me with messages. It is literally like a squirrel chasing the shiniest of objects. So please don't message me. I love you. Please understand I love you and I appreciate the interaction, but you're dealing with a dude. I am so ADD. If you message me, it's just like, whoa. Now is the time for fear, because fear has been established as the key conduit or the key way to get things done. And the way they've done that, the way they've done that is with the coordinated effort of social media, coordinated effort of government officials that they put in place. And it's not even the government officials. It's the bureaucracy of unelected bureaucrats that enforce these things. And it's not at the top level. Folks, it's all the way down to your city councils. That's why when we talk about make your areas red, you're going to have to run for town council. You're going to have to run for school board. You're going to have to run for these things. Because right now, through fear, they've gained control of these institutions. And now they're running roughshod. Because that's what they want to do. They want chaos, right? They want chaos. They want anarchy. They want all of it because they're trying to destabilize all of this, because who's paying for it? China. China. And I think people really still are trying to just hold out for Trump or 2022 or whatever the case may be, whether it's Corona, race relations, the government. Because we've become such a society that has pushed off our responsibilities. We've pushed off our responsibilities to governments, to schools, to all these other things. I said it yesterday. The viral, you know, one of these quote-unquote conservatives, you know, Jack Murphy, who is a Democrat to a deplorable now. He's a brilliant conservative mind. He's like, who speaks for our children? And he's talking about the woman in Georgia. She speaks for our children. Hey, Jack, where are the men to defend her and her children, bucko? But every dude, every alpha male in the conservative movement, all of our leaders are so quick, all the male ones are so quick to be like, oh, Logan Burbert, go. Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene, go. Oh, random lady in Georgia, go. Defend us. Yeah, we got you. Go ahead. We're the fat cop in the chase. The athletic cop is right. Like, oh, we'll catch up. We'll go to the car and catch up with you. And sorry, ladies, credit for you for standing up, but in the end, you can't get the job done because we can't either lead, we're not leading, and we're not giving you the support you need.